Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE, English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. What do the teenagers decide to buy for their mother?
It's Mum's birthday soon. Let's get her something nice. Maybe a gardening book? She's keen on growing stuff.
That's her hobby. But her bookshelves are full, and she hasn't got much space left in the garden to grow anything else. Otherwise, some gardening tools would have been a good present. Anyway, there's a flower show in town soon. We could get her a ticket to go there.
Sounds more exciting than my other suggestion. A big plant.
She'd love that. But maybe my idea would be more special.
You're right. It's Mum's birthday soon. Let's get her something nice. Maybe a gardening book? She's keen on growing stuff.
That's her hobby. But her bookshelves are full, and she hasn't got much space left in the garden to grow anything else. Otherwise, some gardening tools would have been a good present. Anyway, there's a flower show in town soon. We could get her a ticket to go there.
Sounds more exciting than my other suggestion. A big plant.
She'd love that. But maybe my idea would be more special.
You're right.
Question 2. What is the new advert for?
It's amazing how many food ads there are on TV now.
Yeah, they always make me hungry, especially those ones for pizzas. They look delicious, all that lovely cheese on top.
I know.
I saw an ad yesterday, though, that's never been on TV before, for some ice cream that comes in loads of unusual flavours.
I'd love that. It'd be great with my favourite fizzy drink.
Ugh, don't know how you can drink that stuff.
Well, the advert for it is always on TV, and that's why so many people drink it. It's amazing how many food ads there are on TV now.
Yeah, they always make me hungry, especially those ones for pizzas. They look delicious, all that lovely cheese on top.
I know.
I saw an ad yesterday, though, that's never been on TV before, for some ice cream that comes in loads of unusual flavours.
I'd love that. It'd be great with my favourite fizzy drink.
Ugh, don't know how you can drink that stuff.
Well, the advert for it is always on TV, and that's why so many people drink it.
Question 3. What will the weather be like tomorrow afternoon?
Have you checked the weather for tomorrow afternoon's race?
Yes. I really wasn't looking forward to running under hot sun, and not in a strong side wind either. That'd practically blow me over. I know I've run in those conditions before, but luckily for me, it's not going to be like that. But I'm still wondering if the race will go ahead, even after the early morning mist has cleared. It looks as if there'll be heavy rain at some point after lunch, which won't be great.
Have you checked the weather for tomorrow afternoon's race?
Yes. I really wasn't looking forward to running under hot sun, and not in a strong side wind either. That'd practically blow me over. I know I've run in those conditions before, but luckily for me, it's not going to be like that. But I'm still wondering if the race will go ahead, even after the early morning mist has cleared. It looks as if there'll be heavy rain at some point after lunch, which won't be great.
Question 4. What event is the boy inviting the girl to?
Are you going to Tom's party on Saturday?
I'd already agreed to play football that evening, unfortunately, so I don't think Tom's too happy with me. I couldn't go to his picnic in the park last weekend either. The one I mentioned to you? I'd completely forgotten I had a swimming race.
You're so busy.
Hmm. Anyway, I've got some tickets for the match I'm playing in. Do you fancy coming along?
Okay. I think another friend of mine's going there too, instead of to the party. So it'll be cool. Are you going to Tom's party on Saturday?
I'd already agreed to play football that evening, unfortunately, so I don't think Tom's too happy with me. I couldn't go to his picnic in the park last weekend either. The one I mentioned to you? I'd completely forgotten I had a swimming race.
You're so busy.
Hmm. Anyway, I've got some tickets for the match I'm playing in. Do you fancy coming along?
Okay. I think another friend of mine's going there too, instead of to the party. So it'll be cool.
Question 5. Which TV program do the friends decide to watch?
What do you want to watch tonight? There's a good detective series on TV.
I don't tend to watch those. Too long. There's a quiz show on. They can be quite entertaining.
Oh, right. I often start off watching those and then get bored with them.
Really? I'd prefer that to a music show, I think. Anyway, there's a good comedy show on too.
Fine. Although, I don't think I've seen any good ones on TV for a while.
Well, let's give it a try and see what it's like.
What do you want to watch tonight? There's a good detective series on TV.
I don't tend to watch those. Too long. There's a quiz show on. They can be quite entertaining.
Oh, right. I often start off watching those and then get bored with them.
Really? I'd prefer that to a music show, I think. Anyway, there's a good comedy show on too.
Fine. Although, I don't think I've seen any good ones on TV for a while.
Well, let's give it a try and see what it's like.
Question 6. What will the girl use to make her picture?
What's she doing?
Experimenting with different ways of making a picture. I'm fed up with just getting my paints out. I wanted to try something different. I mean, I've still got that picture I made from cutting up photos and rearranging the pieces. That worked well. Anyway, I've just been out and collected all these leaves from the trees outside. I'm not sure they'll be easy to work with though, so these shells are what I've chosen instead. I'll stick them on the paper to create an image.
Great. What's you doing?
Experimenting with different ways of making a picture. I'm fed up with just getting my paints out. I wanted to try something different. I mean, I've still got that picture I made from cutting up photos and rearranging the pieces. That worked well. Anyway, I've just been out and collected all these leaves from the trees outside. I'm not sure they'll be easy to work with though, so these shells are what I've chosen instead. I'll stick them on the paper to create an image.
Great.
Question 7. What has the boy recently bought for his bicycle?
Have you got a new bike?
No way. Oh, you think it looks different? It certainly needed a few things doing to it. I haven't managed them all yet. My light isn't working brilliantly and needs replacing, but I've just spent my savings on some wheels. The old ones were damaged.
I didn't notice. I was looking at those smart new bags.
I've had those for ages. My dad got them for my books, at the same time as he changed my old bike seat.
Right. Maybe it's a while since I've seen your bike. Have you got a new bike?
No way. Oh, you think it looks different? It certainly needed a few things doing to it. I haven't managed them all yet. My light isn't working brilliantly and needs replacing, but I've just spent my savings on some wheels. The old ones were damaged.
I didn't notice. I was looking at those smart new bags.
I've had those for ages. My dad got them for my books, at the same time as he changed my old bike seat.
Right. Maybe it's a while since I've seen your bike.
Question 8. Where is the girl's brother now?
Was that your brother I saw earlier today at the cinema? I was just leaving when I thought I spotted him.
Well, he's often there on his day off. Although, in fact, he's gone to the coast for the day with his friends for a change. I had breakfast with them in a cafe before they left.
Well, lucky him spending a whole day there.
Yeah, although he called earlier to say the weather isn't great there, so they're already on their way back. His mate's driving them.
Right. Was that your brother I saw earlier today at the cinema? I was just leaving when I thought I spotted him.
Well, he's often there on his day off. Although, in fact, he's gone to the coast for the day with his friends for a change. I had breakfast with them in a cafe before they left.
Well, lucky him spending a whole day there.
Yeah, although he called earlier to say the weather isn't great there, so they're already on their way back. His mate's driving them.
Right.
That is the end of exercise 1. Now turn to exercise 2. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear 2 people talking about cooking for friends. Now look at questions 9 and 10.
I've asked some friends to come for dinner tomorrow. I saw a curry recipe online, but I'd have to buy too much extra stuff like spices. So I'm making something familiar. It's safer. And I'm sure what I've decided to cook will be okay. It does take a while to make, but I know my friends will be happy to chat if it's not ready when they arrive.
Right. Well, when I last cooked for friends, I did something I often make on the barbecue. I didn't think it was that unusual, but they absolutely loved it. Unbelievable. Maybe I did something slightly different. I can't remember what, though, so I'll never be able to recreate it exactly.
I've asked some friends to come for dinner tomorrow. I saw a curry recipe online, but I'd have to buy too much extra stuff like spices. So I'm making something familiar. It's safer. And I'm sure what I've decided to cook will be okay. It does take a while to make, but I know my friends will be happy to chat if it's not ready when they arrive.
Right. Well, when I last cooked for friends, I did something I often make on the barbecue. I didn't think it was that unusual, but they absolutely loved it. Unbelievable. Maybe I did something slightly different. I can't remember what, though, so I'll never be able to recreate it exactly.
You will hear a young man talking about travelling. Now look at questions 11 and 12.
I had an interesting trip home from my vacation. I travelled back by train, 3 trains actually. So I was worried one would be late and I'd miss the others, but I managed to avoid that. The thing was, I hadn't realized 2 were commuter trains. They were packed. On the second one, I stood up for an hour. Not great, as I was really tired. Knowing me, though, I'd probably make the same mistake again. Anyway, I've got another trip coming up next month, and I'm wondering about it now. I'll probably still go, but I might think again before booking such a complicated route. I may even fly, who knows? I had an interesting trip home from my vacation. I traveled back by train, 3 trains actually. So I was worried one would be late and I'd miss the others, but I managed to avoid that. The thing was, I hadn't realized two were commuter trains. They were packed. On the second one, I stood up for an hour. Not great, as I was really tired. Knowing me, though, I'd probably make the same mistake again. Anyway, I've got another trip coming up next month, and I'm wondering about it now. I'll probably still go, but I might think again before booking such a complicated route. I may even fly, who knows?
You will hear two friends talking about shopping for clothes. Now look at questions 13 and 14.
I went to that clothes shop in town yesterday. I was beginning to feel like the only person who hadn't been. They have nice stuff, so maybe you should have a look. You can come with me. Or maybe it'd be better if you went on your own, so you have more time to look around. I might get some new clothes there myself next week.
Well, could do, but I'm not so keen on clothes shopping these days. I've made so many expensive mistakes. I spend ages trying things on and then make the wrong decision. So I rarely go unless I have to, although I know that other people enjoy it.
Right. I went to that clothes shop in town yesterday. I was beginning to feel like the only person who hadn't been. They have nice stuff, so maybe you should have a look. You can come with me. Or maybe it'd be better if you went on your own, so you have more time to look around. I might get some new clothes there myself next week.
Well, could do, but I'm not so keen on clothes shopping these days. I've made so many expensive mistakes. I spend ages trying things on and then make the wrong decision. So I rarely go unless I have to, although I know that other people enjoy it.
Right.
You will hear a young woman talking about an exhibition she went to. Now look at questions 15 and 16.
I went to an exhibition of old photographs yesterday, all taken around the area where I grew up. I was expecting to be fascinated by it. I thought it'd bring back memories. In fact, there were more pictures of people than places, with not many photos that captured the mood of the time. However, at least it was quiet the day I went. Anyway, there were copies of the original photos to buy in the gift shop. Quite a few, really, for such a small exhibition. I quickly found one I liked. I noticed it as soon as I'd arrived. The place in it was unfamiliar, though, so I'll look into the location and go on a visit. I went to an exhibition of old photographs yesterday, all taken around the area where I grew up. I was expecting to be fascinated by it. I thought it'd bring back memories. In fact, there were more pictures of people than places, with not many photos that captured the mood of the time. However, at least it was quiet the day I went. Anyway, there were copies of the original photos to buy in the gift shop. Quite a few, really, for such a small exhibition. I quickly found one I liked. I noticed it as soon as I'd arrived. The place in it was unfamiliar, though, so I'll look into the location and go on a visit.
You will hear a woman leaving a message for her friend Josh about a cinema trip. Now look at questions 17 and 18.
Josh, it's Sally. I'm sorry to do this again, but I can't make it to the cinema tomorrow after all. I put the date in my diary, but I hadn't put in something else happening on the same day. My friend's graduation. I can't believe I overlooked that. So silly of me. Anyhow, The film we wanted to see is on all week, so let's just reschedule. And when we do see the film, let me take you to a new restaurant afterwards, where I had a lovely meal with my family. I'll book a table outside in the beautiful garden, which I know you'll like, and I'll get the bill. Speak soon. Josh, it's Sally. I'm sorry to do this again, but I can't make it to the cinema tomorrow after all. I put the date in my diary, but I hadn't put in something else happening on the same day. My friend's graduation. I can't believe I overlooked that. So silly of me. Anyhow, the film we wanted to see is on all week, so let's just reschedule. And when we do see the film, let me take you to a new restaurant afterwards, where I had a lovely meal with my family. I'll book a table outside in the beautiful garden, which I know you'll like, and I'll get the bill. Speak soon.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a young woman called Sylvia Trent giving a talk about improving a city park called Cuckoo Park. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now look at questions 19 to 26.
I'm Sylvia Trent, here to talk about improving a park in my city called Cuckoo Park. My interest in the park was inspired by my childhood hobbies. I used to collect wildflowers, then find poems about them, and my books were mostly about science rather than fiction, like guides to plants. So I've returned to all that again. I remember Cuckoo Park from when I was younger. In those days, there were two lakes there and a few trees, but that was all. I'd often walk there with friends. We were keen on bull games. But the park wasn't looked after, so it wasn't somewhere you'd go if you had other options. But at the time, we didn't. 2 years ago, I went back to the park again for a walk and was delighted to see how rich it was in wildlife. There was lots of plastic waste and stuff lying around as I'd expected. But I knew once that had been cleared, it had great potential. So I started making plans and asked for volunteers to help tidy the park, which they did. Since then, the park's become popular with local people. They can go running or walk around and chat to neighbours. And there are regular guided walks with conservationists who tell people about the birds and trees there. So there are things happening. I'm currently focusing on specific environmental aspects of Cuckoo Park. For example, the lakes there attract birds, but these places need looking after, as the water can dry up during hot summers. So I work with the local environmental agency to prevent that. Bird populations everywhere need our help, partly because of pollution, so volunteers do things like building shelters for them in our park. When I found out about a plan for more parking spaces, I knew I had to do something to stop it, as it meant losing part of Cuckoo Park. Given how easy it is to reach the park on public transport or by bike, I felt it wasn't really required, even though it wasn't going to be expensive. At least they planned to build them behind some trees, so the park would have been almost as quiet as it is now. Fortunately, though, the plan was rejected. I'm also pleased with recent progress in Cuckoo Park. Far more people are going there, as we'd hoped, and one group's growing fruit and vegetables and selling them. That's popular. For me, though, The most impressive are the painting and photography groups based in the park. Great! I must admit, though, my Cuckoo Park projects fill my life. I have a full-time job, and I'm also studying for another degree, so it's hard to fit in things like seeing people I know. I feel I'm ignoring them. But they understand I need to do whatever I can to keep the park functioning.
Now you will hear the talk again.
I'm Sylvia Trent, here to talk about improving a park in my city called Cuckoo Park. My interest in the park was inspired by my childhood hobbies. I used to collect wildflowers, then find poems about them, and my books were mostly about science rather than fiction, like guides to plants. So I've returned to all that again. I remember Cuckoo Park from when I was younger. In those days, there were two lakes there and a few trees, but that was all. I'd often walk there with friends. We were keen on bull games. But the park wasn't looked after, so it wasn't somewhere you'd go if you had other options. But at the time, we didn't. 2 years ago, I went back to the park again for a walk and was delighted to see how rich it was in wildlife. There was lots of plastic waste and stuff lying around as I'd expected, but I knew once that had been cleared, it had great potential. So I started making plans and asked for volunteers to help tidy the park, which they did. Since then, the park's become popular with local people. They can go running or walk around and chat to neighbours. And there are regular guided walks with conservationists who tell people about the birds and trees there. So there are things happening. I'm currently focusing on specific environmental aspects of Cuckoo Park. For example, the lakes there attract birds, but these places need looking after, as the water can dry up during hot summers. So I work with the local environmental agency to prevent that. Bird populations everywhere need our help, partly because of pollution, so volunteers do things like building shelters for them in our park. When I found out about a plan for more parking spaces, I knew I had to do something to stop it, as it meant losing part of Cuckoo Park. Given how easy it is to reach the park on public transport or by bike, I felt it wasn't really required, even though it wasn't going to be expensive. At least they plan to build them behind some trees, so the park would have been almost as quiet as it is now. Fortunately, though, the plan was rejected. I'm also pleased with recent progress in Cuckoo Park. Far more people are going there, as we'd hoped, and one group's growing fruit and vegetables and selling them. That's popular. For me, though, the most impressive are the painting and photography groups based in the park. Great! I must admit, though, my Cuckoo Park projects fill my life. I have a full-time job, and I'm also studying for another degree, so it's hard to fit in things like seeing people I know. I feel I'm ignoring them. But they understand I need to do whatever I can to keep the park functioning.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear 6 people talking about their first experience of attending a major classical music concert. For questions 27 to 32, choose from the list A to H which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter A to H on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to H. Speaker 1.
For my birthday, my friend took me to my first classical concert. To be honest, I didn't look at the evening's programme in advance, so I didn't realise that what the orchestra was going to play would be totally unfamiliar to me. Anyway, it didn't matter. It was beautiful, and our seats couldn't have been any nearer to the stage. But the pianist, a big name in the music world, didn't look quite as impressive as I'd expected somehow.
Speaker 2.
Being at a classical music concert was a great experience, but a strange one too. For example, I realised it's forbidden to clap after a really good bit. You're supposed to wait until right at the end, even if the musicians have played one part brilliantly. A little confusing, really. Anyway, I put on my best silk suit, as I'd been advised to, luckily, and there are tickets available for another performance next month, so we may go again.
Speaker 3.
We got seats near the front, even though the musician performing was world famous. I wasn't really into a couple of the pieces she played, but the rest was awesome. And some people sitting nearby were almost as interesting as events on stage. They brought written copies of the music and were following those. I didn't understand that. Why not just enjoy the music? Anyway, it was a great experience, but I'm unsure whether I'd rush to book another event.
Speaker 4.
I was aware before the concert that there were some things I shouldn't do, like making a noise during the performance, obviously, and actually everyone was super quiet then. But when it was over, they all just stood up, clapping, whistling, and shouting. I'd never seen anything like it. Awful. It was an amazing performance, though, even if I wasn't that familiar with some pieces they played. But then, all classical music sounds fantastic to me.
Speaker 5.
Classical concerts always look so formal on TV, and everyone seems to know exactly what to do, so I thought I'd feel nervous. Luckily, I got a few tips before I went, although I forgot to ask how I was supposed to dress. So I just copied what I'd seen on TV, and more or less got it right. Our tickets meant we ended up a long way from the stage, though, so we missed out on the atmosphere, really.
Speaker 6.
I was convinced I wouldn't enjoy the concert I went to. Classical music's not my thing, really. Even so, I found out a little about the star violinist who was playing and what he'd play. Stuff I'd heard of, at least. Anyway, once I got inside, the whole experience, the front row seats, the lights, the orchestra, so amazed me that by the time I left, I'd already booked to see something else the following week.
Now you will hear the six speakers again. Speaker 1.
For my birthday, my friend took me to my first classical concert. To be honest, I didn't look at the evening's programme in advance, so I didn't realise that what the orchestra was going to play would be totally unfamiliar to me. Anyway, it didn't matter. It was beautiful, and our seats couldn't have been any nearer to the stage. But the pianist, a big name in the music world, didn't look quite as impressive as I'd expected somehow.
Speaker 2.
Being at a classical music concert was a great experience, but a strange one too. For example, I realised it's forbidden to clap after a really good bit. You're supposed to wait until right at the end, even if the musicians have played one part brilliantly. A little confusing, really. Anyway, I put on my best silk suit, as I'd been advised to, luckily, and there are tickets available for another performance next month, so we may go again.
Speaker 3.
We got seats near the front, even though the musician performing was world famous. I wasn't really into a couple of the pieces she played, but the rest was awesome. And some people sitting nearby were almost as interesting as events on stage. They brought written copies of the music and were following those. I didn't understand that. Why not just enjoy the music? Anyway, it was a great experience, but I'm unsure whether I'd rush to book another event.
Speaker 4.
I was aware before the concert that there were some things I shouldn't do, like making a noise during the performance, obviously, and actually everyone was super quiet then. But when it was over, they all just stood up, clapping, whistling, and shouting. I'd never seen anything like it. Awful. It was an amazing performance, though, even if I wasn't that familiar with some pieces they played. But then, all classical music sounds fantastic to me.
Speaker 5.
Classical concerts always look so formal on TV, and everyone seems to know exactly what to do, so I thought I'd feel nervous. Luckily, I got a few tips before I went, although I forgot to ask how I was supposed to dress. So I just copied what I'd seen on TV, and more or less got it right. Our tickets meant we ended up a long way from the stage, though, so we missed out on the atmosphere, really.
Speaker 6.
I was convinced I wouldn't enjoy the concert I went to. Classical music's not my thing, really. Even so, I found out a little about the star violinist who was playing and what he'd play, stuff I'd heard of, at least. Anyway, once I got inside, the whole experience, the front row seats, the lights, the orchestra, so amazed me that by the time I left, I'd already booked to see something else the following week.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with a young man called Harry Soames, who recently went on a group trip, in small boats, along a river. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 33 to 40. I'm with Harry Soames, who recently joined a group boat trip along a river. Harry, tell us about your trip. What were your boats like?
Well, we each had our own small inflatable boat. You pump it full of air to use, and you can pack it up and carry it to quiet areas of water away from other people. You can't reach the same speed as with some other boats, but they're great to use, Not many people know about them yet, though.
How far along the river were you intending to go?
Well, I was keen to keep going until the river reached the sea, although that was unrealistic, as we only had 3 days. So we let that set the limit as to how far we could get. And we knew if we reached a place where the water became dangerously fast flowing, we might have to turn back or walk along the bank for a bit.
And you had two guides with you?
Yeah, David and Ben, who clearly both loved their job. And even though I didn't live that far away, they had a much greater familiarity with the place. I'd probably done as much on water as they had, though, like windsurfing and sailing. And those sports had taught me how to keep clothes and stuff dry in a waterproof bag while you're on water. Very useful for the trip.
And before you set off, you did some sightseeing?
Yes. Our guides took us right to the very top of the river valley, where we could look down and see where we were heading. We took a few pictures, although it was impossible to capture the beauty of it. But I was also keen to actually follow the river all the way back to where it began, from a lake nearby. So I did that before I joined the group. I'd guessed there'd be no opportunity later on.
And once you'd started going along the river, how was it?
Oh, wonderful. So quiet and calm after all the rush of the preparations. And we got to stretches of river that are much easier to reach if you've got a boat. Although in fact, there were still more walkers around than I'd expected. And I guess I'd imagined being able to see for miles, although the views were occasionally blocked by overhanging trees. But the trip was definitely still worth it.
But eventually, the river became rocky and unsafe for your boats. So you got out and walked, is that right?
Yes, through the nearby town. That was weird. It was so noisy and very different from what we'd left. I thought we might miss out on some of the animals and birds too, although our guides assured us that that wasn't the case. Even so, I was keen to get back and carry on learning as much as I could about the river.
So what did you particularly like on your trip?
Well, I can't say our tents were great. I felt tired during the day from lack of sleep. I was so relieved though that the whole group got on so well together. That doesn't always happen. And it didn't rain, although it wasn't that warm, but then travelling in the heat would have been difficult.
And did you remember everything you needed?
Well, I realised I'd left behind a fascinating novel I was halfway through, which would have really helped me relax in the evenings. And I was glad of my thick sweater and socks then too. The thing was though, we were only given freeze-dried meals, which we could carry easily, and they weren't that tasty. But we did have delicious pizzas together on the last evening.
Harry, thanks.
Now you will hear the interview again.
I'm with Harry Soames, who recently joined a group boat trip along a river. Harry, tell us about your trip. What were your boats like?
Well, we each had our own small inflatable boat. You pump it full of air to use, and you can pack it up and carry it to quiet areas of water away from other people. You can't reach the same speed as with some other boats, but they're great to use. Not many people know about them yet, though.
How far along the river were you intending to go?
Well, I was keen to keep going until the river reached the sea, although that was unrealistic, as we only had 3 days. So we let that set the limit as to how far we could get. And we knew if we reached a place where the water became dangerously fast flowing, we might have to turn back or walk along the bank for a bit.
And you had two guides with you?
Yeah, David and Ben, who clearly both loved their job. And even though I didn't live that far away, they had a much greater familiarity with the place. I'd probably done as much on water as they had, though, like windsurfing and sailing. And those sports had taught me how to keep clothes and stuff dry in a waterproof bag while you're on water. Very useful for the trip.
And before you set off, you did some sightseeing?
Yes. Our guides took us right to the very top of the river valley, where we could look down and see where we were heading. We took a few pictures, although it was impossible to capture the beauty of it. But I was also keen to actually follow the river all the way back to where it began, from a lake nearby. So I did that before I joined the group. I'd guessed there'd be no opportunity later on.
And once you'd started going along the river, how was it?
Oh, wonderful. So quiet and calm after all the rush of the preparations. And we got to stretches of river that are much easier to reach if you've got a boat. Although, in fact, there were still more walkers around than I'd expected. And I guess I'd imagined being able to see for miles, although the views were occasionally blocked by overhanging trees. But the trip was definitely still worth it.
But eventually, the river became rocky and unsafe for your boats. So you got out and walked, is that right?
Yes, through the nearby town. That was weird. It was so noisy and very different from what we'd left. I thought we might miss out on some of the animals and birds too, although our guides assured us that that wasn't the case. Even so, I was keen to get back and carry on learning as much as I could about the river.
So what did you particularly like on your trip?
Well, I can't say our tents were great. I felt tired during the day from lack of sleep. I was so relieved, though, that the whole group got on so well together. That doesn't always happen. And it didn't rain, although it wasn't that warm. But then travelling in the heat would have been difficult.
And did you remember everything you needed?
Well, I realised I'd left behind a fascinating novel I was halfway through, which would have really helped me relax in the evenings. And I was glad of my thick sweater and socks then, too. The thing was, though, we were only given freeze-dried meals, which we could carry easily, and they weren't that tasty. But we did have delicious pizzas together on the last evening.
Harry, thanks.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the examination.